Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
The Grand Loop Road between Old Faithful and West Thumb Junction in Yellowstone reopened to traffic yesterday, but park officials caution that behavior on the Lone Star Fire could force its closure again at any time. Meanwhile, the fire's expansion has been to the northeast, away from the Old Faithful area, and at its last measurement, remained estimated at 820 acres. Rain showers in the park yesterday helped to keep the fire from moving quickly. Personnel remains at 38. In other Yellowstone news, a tanker truck carrying gasoline overturned between Fishing Bridge and Mud Volcano, closing a six-mile stretch of road there. Details on the crash were scarce at press time, with officials saying they had no information on injuries or how much gasoline may have been spilled. Cleanup crews immediately responded to the area. The Wyoming Department of Health has once again extended the guidelines issued to slow the spread of coronavirus. The new date is now September 15th, with a series of restrictions pertaining to restaurants, bars, personal care services like salons, and performance spaces. They also require students to wear masks if they can't maintain 6 feet of separation and place limits on the size of both indoor and outdoor gatherings. The state has extended its existing health orders several times throughout the summer. Governor Mark Gordon said he had hoped to eliminate the restrictions earlier this year, but a surge in cases that began in June prevented that from happening. As of yesterday, Wyoming has recorded 3,166 confirmed cases, 556 probable cases, and 37 people who have died, including 11 in August, the worst month for fatalities so far.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring, more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times, calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts, and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
A Casper man is accused of beating a pregnant woman so badly she needed to be taken to the emergency room earlier this month. Tecumseh E. Parank waived a preliminary hearing in Natrona County Circuit Court this week. He's charged with a single count of aggravated assault, which is a felony punishable by up to 10 years behind bars, a $10,000 fine, or both. According to an affidavit of probable cause, Casper police were called to a residence on South Jefferson on August 13th for a report of a domestic violence incident. Upon arrival, they found a woman with a black eye that appeared to be fresh. She told officers that she and Parank were arguing before he punched her in the face several times and once in the stomach before she managed to escape to a neighboring apartment. Due to the severity of her injuries and possible danger to the baby, she was taken to the Wyoming Medical Center emergency room. Parank denies punching the woman. The affidavit alleges he was visibly intoxicated when he spoke with police following the alleged incident and nearly fell over while trying to stand on multiple occasions. His blood alcohol level was 0.16. He has not yet had an opportunity to enter pleas to the charges and will do so during an upcoming district court arraignment, which has not yet been scheduled. Grand Targhee Ski Resort on the west side of the Grand Tetons has presented a plan to officials with the Caribou Targhee Forest, hoping to expand the 64-year-old resort by nearly 50%. Their plan calls for four new lifts to serve 280 acres of cleared ski runs, bringing the resort's total to 915 acres. Also in the plan are on-slope restaurants, a new tubing park, guest yurts, a zip line, and new trails for cross-country skiers. Targhee said in its proposal it needs to implement the changes in order to stay competitive. The last time Targhee expanded and improved its operations was in 1994. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.